Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuck, also known as the boss around here. Appreciate the intro and the rundown of what Over the Back Fence is all about. Thanks for joining me on this lovely Saturday morning. It is about 6 after 11, August 26, 2023. I am your host, Seth, and this is the show where you call 424-2600. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors, if you want to talk about events happening in central Wisconsin or anything else under the sun, under the somewhat cloudy skies, but I'm seeing a lot of blue too. So this is a nice, lovely day to get outside, go to some rummage sales. Hey, if you got a rummage sale out there that you want to promote, call us up, 424-2600, and we'll let you tell people exactly where you are, what your hours are, and how they can find you. And that's always a good thing this time of year as we start heading into fall. I can't believe this is the last Over the Back Fence of August. September is, oh my goodness, right around the corner. We've got school coming up. Whew, man, lots to get to today, though. We got lots of events going on this coming week, going into next weekend. And some other things coming up after the start of school that we want to touch on. First of all, though, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates. Now in 2 places, of course, their normal office, or normal office, I should say, their base of operations, I guess you could say, 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They are now also open in Stevens Point, 1256 Main Street, Suite 103. If you want to call them up, 424-4101, 424-4101, it can get you to either one of those offices. So just one number to remember. You can also check out their website, jca-insurance.com. Their offices are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and it's a no-cost consultation, everyone. If you've got health insurance questions, life insurance, Medicare, they can help you out. If you have any questions, just go in there. It will cost you not a dime. Thanks to them for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. So we've been busy this week at WFHR and WIRI. We've been unveiling our new logos, which are very, very cool. If you would like to have a shirt emblazoned with one of our new logos, I would suggest today or tomorrow you head over to the Central Wisconsin State Fair up in Marshfield. We have a civic media table there. Our great marketing director, Jorge, is up there. Chris is up there. Maybe Ashley will be up there today as well. But I do know one thing that's up there. Lots of shirts, and we're trying to give away as many as we can. Go say hi to them, get a shirt or two, talk to the truth booth, give your story that we're collecting as well, which is very cool. We do appreciate everyone who's visited us so far. We've collected some great stories already, and we do appreciate everyone who stopped by to say hi. So just a couple more days left at the Central Wisconsin State Fair up in Marshfield. Go check out the Civic Media booth. We are in the Lang Building. Not that far from the round barn. All right, before we continue with that, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Hi there. I got a Sears Craftsman riding lawnmower. 42-inch, $200.
Okay.
715-323-1080.
323-1080.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great Saturday.
Yep.
We've got a riding lawnmower here for sale. If you're interested in that, 323-1080, 323-1080. If you're looking to look for a riding lawnmower for the last couple of weeks here that you need to mow your lawn, I suppose more than a month. Here's hoping that there's at least a month left of green grass. I don't want to. I'm getting myself in trouble there. Don't want to talk about that yet. No, we're not talking about that yet. So we've got school coming up. Of course, we have some very fun events coming into the area here as fall starts to come around here. The leaves start to change. I've seen a few trees in the area where that is starting to happen. It still seems a little early for that for me, but nothing I can do about it. So I'll just enjoy the color. Well, we've got lots of stuff going on here at WFHR and WIRI. Let's touch a little bit on that. This last week was kind of strange. We had zero sports, and that's not normal for WFHR. Of course, we had just got done with the Rafters. But we had our first high school football game this week coming up. We've got two that we're going to be broadcasting, and I'll get into that in just a minute. We've got Badgers football coming up next week as well. We have coming up soon on WIRI, along with more high school sports. We've got the River Kings happening later on in the year. Can't wait for that to get started once again. And we also have something new. They just confirmed it for us. Looks like Bucks basketball. Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting Bucks basketball here on WFHR. It's been a while since they've done that, so looking forward to that as well. Lots of stuff, and of course, Badger hockey, Badger basketball coming up later in the year as well. Wow. So many sports going on here at WFHR. So let's get into a little bit what's coming up this week in terms of sports. Of course, on Monday at 3 o'clock till about 4, Playmakers, James, and I believe I will be in with him this Monday. We'll be talking, of course, what's happening in sports, the NFL season coming up, starting up already too. Wow. Talking about college football, I'm sure. Talk a little more baseball and whatever you want to talk about, of course. Keep those calls coming in for Playmakers from 3 to 4 on Monday. Looking forward to Wednesday, we've got the Luke Fickell Show, of course, the new head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. That's at 7:05. Find out what they're doing to prep for the season, their new offense, and everything else going around with that. Looking ahead to Thursday on WIRI 105.5, we've got Assumption, hosting Pittsville. Randy and Michael will be on the call for that. Nice for Randy to have a color commentator this year. That's very cool. And then on Friday, we've got Lincoln hosting Wausau West, and Randy and Michael will also be handling that one. On the Thursday night game, that's going to be Don's swan song with us here. Don, of course, has been a longtime board operator with WFHR and WIRI. We thank him so much for all the great stuff that he has done here. But that's going to be it. He's going to call it quits after Thursday night. So we'll be getting some new people in here to work the board. Maybe James and I will be filling in for a while. Either way, we will be bringing you high school football. And a big shout out to Don on his last game coming up here. Then next Saturday at 12:30, that's when the pregame starts for the Wisconsin Badgers' first game of the season. They'll be hosting Buffalo. And I know a lot of people out there are very excited about the football season starting again, especially Badger football, seeing as how things are going to be a little different this year. It's going to be something new and exciting, and I think people are really looking forward to that. So coming up next Saturday on WFHR at 12:30, Wisconsin football hosting Buffalo. Another note on the 4th, that's a Monday, that's Labor Day, there will be no Playmakers from 3 to 4 because we will be getting the day off. So just a note there, we will not be broadcasting any live content on Labor Day this year. We'll have some reruns, some best ofs, so lots to still listen to, but no live shows on Monday the 4th. That is Labor Day coming up. Well, so much for sports. Other programming, of course, that we have here on WFHR and our sister station, WIRI. A couple of fun notes about that as well. For this weekend, if you missed the Sunshine Polka Show this morning at 7 o'clock, you have another opportunity to do it tomorrow at 1. That's right, Tim's shows, always a lot of fun, great polka, great waltzes, all kinds of music from the world over. Tim finds these amazing bands and these amazing tracks, so check it out. He puts a lot of work into it, and we love listening to what Tim does. So if you missed it again on this morning at 7, tomorrow on Sunday at 1 o'clock, the Sunshine Polka Show will be taking place. All right, we'll take a break from the schedule for a minute to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. This morning I have a full-size mattress to give away. I'm redoing a room that was a guest room, and it's going out.
All right.
I'm located south of Walmart, so right conveniently, and my number is 423-4822.
423-4822.
Correct.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Mattress to give away. Looks like she's not that she's in town here, so you don't have to go too far to get pick that up, but she's just giving it away. 423-4822, 423-4822, the number, if you're interested in collecting that mattress. All right, looking ahead to our schedule again tomorrow on Sunday. From 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music, my show. I got a new one, and it's my second anniversary. It's been 2 years since I started Seth Faces the Music, and I still can't believe it. I cannot believe it's been 2 years. It's gone by so fast. It's been so much fun to do the show. So we're going to celebrate this Sunday with a new show. So for those of you who have listened to the show for a while, you may remember that the very first show I ever did was the Girls' Names A to Z. I went from A to Z and a whole bunch of songs, the girls' names. For the first anniversary of the show, I did a volume two of that. I collected a whole different group of girls' names, and I played those A to Z. Well, this year I thought, well, we got to give the guys a chance, right? There's lots of songs with guys' names in it. So that's what I'm doing for Seth Faces the Music this week in honor of my second anniversary on the air. We've got guys' names A to Z. So check it out. There'll be lots of songs you've heard before. And of course, like always, there'll be songs you hopefully will find interesting, even if you haven't heard them before. Good stuff. And that's what the show is all about. Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Director's Cut this week is a best of. We have Anna Rebecca, the show we did about a month ago or so. She came in, played some live tracks, gave us some of her recorded instrumental music, which I have to say, as I was putting that show back together again yesterday, amazing music, amazing instrumental music, and I love listening to it. Anna Rebecca, of course, goes by the name Anna Plays Music, so check that out. A best of show 8 to 9 tomorrow on Director's Cut. Do want to let everyone know we do have some more live performers coming on Director's Cut in the coming weeks, so we've got lots of great new guests coming up, so don't want to miss that as well. And, oh, I do want to touch on one other thing here before I move on. Because this coming week, we're going to be starting to give away the T-shirts we didn't give away at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We're going to start giving them away on air here during our live shows. I want to announce that I will be doing a live version, at least one, of Seth Faces the Music, where you can call in and get a free shirt, WFHR shirt. And it's going to be heck of a good time. I'll be actually doing it live for the first time coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I can't wait for that. Also, my other show that I do on WIRI, Trail Tunes, from 7 to 8 every Thursday, I'll be doing that live as well, so I can give away some WIRI shirts with our great new logo on there. Don't worry, the chicken microphone is still there. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to be doing a Name That Chicken contest. We're going to get some votes out there. Find out what you guys want to name our chicken microphone. We've already got some great ones lined up. And we cannot wait to get your feedback on that. It's going to be a lot of fun as we get some votes on the new name for the WIRI chicken. That's going to be a lot of fun coming up here. Of course, we have our regular schedule during the week, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 8 a.m. We've got the Sunrise Show. Join James and his guest hosts as they go through an hour of country conversation and coffee. And then, of course, we move over here to WFHR from 8 to 10 for the regular morning show. All of your great the normal features that you know and love. Misty's Menu, Star of the Day on Fridays. We've got Pet of the Week on Thursdays, the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday as well. All fun all week long with James and his guests for the morning show. And then on Tuesday through Friday, from 3 to 4, Midday Magazine. We get interviews with interesting people here in the area. We got a great set of interviews coming up this week as well. Whoa, that's a lot of information. Oh, my goodness, I got to take a break here. Oh. And since no one's calling, 424-2600, I think I will take a break. But keep them coming, everybody. I want to talk to you today here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you are having a great Saturday out there in this lovely day. Looks like, just listening to the weather there, looks like we're going to be having some very nice days in a row coming up here. And, man, couldn't ask for a better time of year for that to happen. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. As I get into the mailbag items, news and notes, and calendar of events of stuff going on in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas, and all our listening areas, as a matter of fact. And we'll start off with the mailbag items here today. We do have a couple that we want to share with you. We've got for sale fenders for a 1979 Ford F-250. These fenders are still in the manufacturer's box and are for the left and the right side. $150 each for that if you're interested. A 1990s era Ford Bronco tailgate without the glass. That came from Arizona for $200. A glass shower and tub door new in the box for $200. If you're interested in any one of these items, go ahead and call and leave a message. 928-580-2189. That's 928-580-2189 if you're interested in any one of those items. That's it for the mailbag. A couple of ways you can email us here at Civic Media, basically anyone you want to. You can mail it to seth@civicmedia.us, WFHR, info@WFHR.com or otbf@WFHR.com. You can still get us that way as well. You can come and drop it off in person during our normal business hours, which is 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Drop it off with Pam, and she'd be more than happy to grab that. Just want to remind everyone, I limit it to three items. Make sure the contact information is up to date and good to go. And if you give us a good description, we're able to do it over the air, making sure people know exactly what you're looking to sell or what you are looking for. So come on down to 1690 2nd Avenue South here in Wisconsin Rapids if you want to drop it off in person. All right, get some stuff to go over here, some events and other things in central Wisconsin going on, and we want to bring those to you. While I'm going through this information, please feel free to call 424-2600 if you do want to get on the air. I will finish reading what's in front of me and get to your call as soon as I can. Want to remind everyone that you've got until Friday at noon, that's this coming Friday, September 1st, to put in an idea for the new dog park that's coming, that's opening here in Wisconsin Rapids. Very exciting, and we want a good name for it. And we've got, I think James is this week, if you want to tune into the morning show, he's got three ideas, but he wants your help to figure out which one he should submit. So you're going to want to tune in to the morning show this week to see what's going on. We want to get votes for which one he should submit to the city. If you have an idea, you can go online to wirapids.org/dog-park, and you can submit it there. You can also drop it off in person at the Wisconsin Rapids Park and Rec Department, Southwood County Humane Society, the McMillan Library, or Bow Wow Meow. Any one of those places you can drop off your ideas, or you can do it here as well. Call in. We've already got a list of names, both serious and not serious. I guess it doesn't matter if it's serious or not. We've got Play Paws Park, and my better half Beth is the one that submitted that one. From Al, we got dogs, dogs, dogs. We've got, no, I'm not reading that one. I am not reading Melissa's. Sorry, Melissa, I'm not doing that one. For myself, we've got Poochie Park from a listener in St. Paul, Minnesota. This is good. They sent us a postcard that said, woof, woof, walkway. I think that might be my favorite so far. But James has one on here, but I'm going to let him do that one. I'm not going to spoil it for him on that one. But keep that in mind. If you want to help name the dog park, you have until this coming Friday to do that, September 1st until noon, to submit your own name. And then after that, they will be having a vote and find out which one they want to use for the new dog park, which is it's a lot of fun. I love it when they are able to do that. All right, let's go ahead and grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a dog house here for a medium-sized dog. Brand new, never been used, believe that or not. If anybody wants to come and get it, give me a call here at 715-712-0356. Thanks. Have a day.
Thank you. I got a doghouse to give away. If you're interested, 712-0356, 712-0356, the number to call for that. Thanks for the call for that as well. Speaking of dogs, that was very apropos. Going on right now, we have the farmer's market, the downtown farmer's market happening. If you want some fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, we've got baked goods, free activities for the kids. That's going on till 2 o'clock today. It's every Thursday and Saturday on First Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Goggins Street. That's going through the middle of October. So still lots of opportunities to go down there. But there's nothing like the farmer's market in fall, in my opinion, because you get all those kind of fall type things that you can get at the farmer's market. All right, let's grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yeah, I wanted to buy a large dog kennel. It would be like maybe metal, stackable, or where you can fold them up. So they can call 715-423-7422.
423-7422.
Okay, thanks, then.
Thank you. Have a great Saturday, great weekend. Looking for a kennel, a dog kennel, stackable kind. If you think you can help him out, give him a call, 423-7422, 423-7422 for that. 424-2600 is the number to call. Keep those calls a-coming, everybody. That's what the show is all about. So we have like to give a mention to our friends over at the Lowell Center in the Centralia Center. Of course, that's where that's located at 220 3rd Avenue South, suite number 3. They've got great activities all week long at the Lowell Center. They've got a whole bunch of the regular regular activities. Their line dance, their bridge, their yoga. They have on Monday at 1:30, they have their book club and the latest book, The Push. So if you're interested in that, or if you read the book, or if you'd like to read the book, that's a good chance for you to go and discuss that with other people who have done the same. So lots of great stuff. Big shout out to our friends at the Lowell Center and all that they do every day. So we wanted to remind everyone that, of course, we are still, at least through August 31st, Civic Media is still doing their Civic Pints. And we got a couple of blood drive opportunities coming up here this week and into September. Of course, the Civic Pints is only running through the end of August. But if you do it on Monday, we've got an opportunity. And on Wednesday, we've got an opportunity here in Wisconsin Rapids. Make sure you take a selfie. And when you post it on social media, make sure you use the hashtag Civic Pints. We're trying to get as many people to do that. And we've got some free stuff to give away if you do that as well. You can also cut out the middleman. Go to civicmedia.us/blooddonation give blood. And you can just upload your selfie right there. And just cut out the social media altogether. And we will be able to post that and show everyone who's been a hero so far over the last month and a half when we've been doing this. It's been great. The response has been wonderful. And we'll get to those opportunities for blood drives coming up here in just a sec. But I would be remiss if I didn't talk about an event that's coming up on Sunday. Back for its 7th year for a Sunday fun day of enjoying the beautiful Wisconsin River, check out the annual Paddle Fest hosted by Current Wisconsin Rapids. Meet at the old boat landing at Anchor Bay Bar and Grill by 2 o'clock on Sunday, that's tomorrow, for a group photo and a leisurely paddle. Then enjoy music with the Jerry Schmidt Band, of course, well-known band here in the area, at the Anchor Bay going from 4 to 8. And they do ask that you please park in the public parking lot, not in the Anchor Bay's immediately patron parking lot, for obvious reasons, before you get to the paddle. It starts at 2 o'clock. So if you're interested, go to the Anchor Bay. That's located at 3460 North Buren Drive in Wisconsin Rapids. That's, of course, in Buren. Want to make sure you know that. But that's put on by Current Wisconsin Rapids. Sounds like a fun time. If you are a paddling enthusiast of any kind, we do encourage you to do that. All right, turning to the events coming up this week. As mentioned before, we have a community blood drive coming up on Monday from 2 to 7 at the former East Junior High School, room 111, located at 311 Lincoln Street in Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. Go ahead and call 866-566-5900. That's the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin. They are the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. So if you're able to, please schedule that appointment. Walk-ins are welcome if they can fit you in. And so go in there. If you are not able to make an appointment, you can still have a chance to donate Monday, 2 to 7, at the former East Junior High School, room 111. We also have another opportunity coming up this week over at the ODC at 1191 Huntington Avenue. 1191 Huntington Avenue, that is the ODC, from 10 a.m. to 3 on Wednesday. So another great opportunity to get that selfie in before the deadline on August 31st. Of course, after that, on September, there's still going to be a need for blood donation. So don't stop now. We want to keep going on that. And we'll talk about some of the other opportunities with the Red Cross as they come up. But of course, the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center is open on many days, 3201 C Main Street. On Monday and Tuesday, they'll be open at from 12 to 6:15 p.m. on both of those days. So mark your calendar. If you can't get to the ones in here and you're in the Stevens Point area, just pop in there, donate some blood. Don't forget Civic Pints hashtag, take that selfie before the end of the month. Looking ahead to another great event coming up on Wednesday, and if you listened to Midday Magazine on Friday, James talked about this a little with Superintendent Greg Broren, the opening of the new Outdoor Play Learning and Activity Center at Woodside Elementary School. This is very cool. Another outside outdoor learning center at one of our elementary schools in here, in Rapids, I should say. To celebrate, a grand opening is planned for Wednesday, August 30th at 2:30 p.m. Family, staff members, and the entire community are invited to attend this special event. Go check out all that's there. It's a great project. You've probably, if you've driven by, you've seen it being built, and it's very, very exciting. It's at Woodside Elementary School at 611 2 Mile Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. And they just want you to know that it is weather permitting. Hopefully the weather will cooperate on Wednesday so they can do this grand opening. And you can ask questions. You can find out what it's all about and all the facilities that were included in the Outdoor Learning Center. Also on Wednesday, of course, a standard, a weekly. You know, it's one thing, you can almost set your clock to it. And, of course, I'm talking about bingo at Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. They do it every week on Wednesdays at 430 West Jackson Street. If you have any questions about that or anything about the Elks Club joining or something of that matter, for that matter, as a matter of fact. Did I say matter too much? Call 715-423-1930. That's 423-1930. That's the Elks Lodge. If you have any questions about bingo, about American Heroes Cafe, about Two Hearts Catering, that's there as well, or just helping out or joining the Elks, that's the number to call, and all the great things that they do for this community. Moving ahead to look, sadly look ahead to Thursday, because this is it, folks. It's the last Lunch by the River of the summer. Oh, a sure sign that summer is coming to an end. It's from 11:30 to 1 at Veterans Park. This week, the entertainment is going to be the Southwood County YMCA Turner's Gymnastics Team, which is very, very cool. Get to see some awesome gymnastics while you eat lunch. Sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. And, of course, the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce puts this on. Very exciting. Can't wait for the last one. I mean, it's sad that it's the last one, but if you've not had a chance to get to Lunch by the River and have some of the great food provided by Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Hawaiian Plate Lunch, which I recommend, it's marvelous, Chatterbox, La Taqueria will be there, all kinds of great food, and check out the vendors that are there as well. It's a great time for this last one of the season, and that's it until next year, everyone. So go out there and enjoy Lunch by the River. Also on Thursday, we've got our friends at Focus, Feeding Our Communities with United Services, have their neighborhood table meal at 2321 West Grand Avenue. That goes from 4:30 to 6, a great community meal, not only to have some great food, but also some great fellowship and great community time with everyone in our community. And it's a great opportunity to just see what's going on, to spread out a little bit and have a great free meal as well while you're at it. 4:30 to 6 on Thursday, 2321 West Grand Avenue. That is the neighborhood table. Looking ahead here to what's happening on next weekend in September, of course, it's Labor Day weekend, and so that means there's not a whole lot going on. But we know you're going to have a fun Labor Day weekend. And I know you've got plans, so you don't need us to tell you what's going on. I hope everyone has a safe and fun Labor Day weekend as that comes up. Just a note that James will be filling in for me next Saturday. I'll be out of town, so he's going to be taking over the back fence. And you know, this time I'm not going to say, the competition that we have about phone calls. I'm going to say, no. I want him to win. I want you to flood the phone lines at 424-2600 when James is here. So he won't know what to do with himself. He'll be so busy the whole time, it'll fly by. I'm going to take a break right now, though, as I wait for more of your phone calls, 424-2600. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming up on September 9th, Saturday, and we're going to go into that. And a few other things coming up in the first part of September. We may even go as far as October because we got some really cool things coming up there as well. So stay tuned here to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 11:41 on the clock, and we are going strong here on Over the Back Fence on this lovely Saturday out there. We're going to get back into some events happening next week, and especially going on Saturday the 9th, because we've got lots to talk about for that. But before we get to all that, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Zed.
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm out at the market down by the river, and I want to listen to the Packer game. What channel is that going to be on?
I don't know. I can't. It's not going to be on ours, so sorry.
It's not going to be on the radio?
Not with us. No, not the Packer game. Nope. And the Badger game doesn't start till next week. The first game is next week, so.
And the Packer game is going to be on TV, not on the radio.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be on TV somewhere, too. But I don't know where. I just know we're not going to have it on the radio here. So.
Are you taking your info?
Yeah, thanks, Gary. I'm glad to hear you're down at the farmer's market, too. It's a great day for it, everyone. If you want to go check out what's down there, if you have not yet done so, that's going through October. So keep that in mind. All right, so let's go ahead and find out what's happening in that first full week of September. We got a couple of cool things happening on the 7th. That's a Thursday. Our good friend Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor will be playing their monthly concert at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 2 to 4 p.m. Of course, those of you who know Pete, he's been around the area forever. And I'm not trying to age you, Pete, but you know who you are. And, of course, in all the great music and the great jazz standards that Four and the Four play. Can't wait for them. They do that every month at the Cultural Center, so don't miss it this week. If you've never had a chance to check them out, I would certainly encourage you to do that. Plus, a little bit later in the day at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, we've got the new exhibit that's going to be opening. You can visit the CWCC for the opening night of the new Rapid Waters exhibit. That's the new one that they're displaying right now. This exhibit will show artists' interpretation of the role of water in our lives through nature, history, recreation, environment, industry, culture, health, and or healing. Whew, that's a lot of different things. Don't miss the opportunity to meet the artists because they are going to be doing at the grand opening there. The artists will be there from 5:30 to 7:30. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is located at 2651 8th Street South in Rapids. Go ahead and check out their website for more information. That's culturalcenterarts.com, culturalcenterarts.com, to find out more information about the artists, about the exhibit, and about this reception that they are going to be doing, the Rapid Waters Art Exhibition, starting on the 7th, and that's running through October 12th. Very, very cool. Let's move on now to September 9th, because we got a lot to get to on that day. It's going to be a very busy Saturday. Let's start it off here in the great town of Rome. They have the Harvest Fair coming up. I shouldn't say Rome. It's actually just outside of Nacoosa because it's the historic Pony Boss. They have their free Harvest Fair coming up from 10 to 4 on September 9th. Celebrate the joys of autumn with a fun-filled event that promises to leave your taste buds tingling. Delight in the season's bounty with tasty samples of delicious fall fare featuring traditional harvest activities like apple cider pressing, corn shelling, making sauerkraut, and harvest produce sales. This is an annual thing that they offer down there. I do believe, let me double check here, I do believe that this week, yes indeed, on Midday Magazine on Thursday, James will be talking to Mike Hittner of Historic Point Boss, and I'll bet anything they'll be talking about this. So don't miss that. Mike, of course, is a good friend of ours, and we love to hear him talk about Historic Point Boss because he is so knowledgeable about it. So that's coming up. The Harvest Fair is coming up on Saturday from 10 to 4 at Historic Point Boss. We've got a couple of fun music events happening on that Saturday. Let's touch on this one first. We've got Rockin' the Shelter. This is a fundraiser and supply drive for the Southwood County Humane Society. Our good friends over there. Shout out to Madison Rafter and her whole team. That's going to go from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Southwood County Park, Red Sands Beach, enclosed stone shelter. There's going to be walking tacos, face painting, a bake sale, rock painting with Rockin' and Rapids. There's going to be raffle baskets, perennial sale, kids games and activities. Hey, Clifford the Big Red Dog is going to be there. How cool is that? Support, of course, we love our Humane Society and we love to find ways to support it. This is a fundraiser and a supply drive. Keep that in mind. They're always in need of supplies for cats and dogs and for all the other animals that they shelter there. Rockin' the Shelter coming up Saturday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Trinity and St. John's Lutheran Churches will invite you to their fall festival, also September 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., rain or shine. There's going to be pumpkin drawing, face painting, balloon creations from 11 to 12, hay rides, dunk tank, a bounce house, yard games, concessions for purchase, bake sale, music, crafts, more. It's all happening at Trinity Lutheran Church, Trinity Lutheran Church at 6412 Michigan Street in Vesper. Go check out Vesper. And quick shout out to Vesper. They had their grand opening of their dog park today at 10:30. Hope everyone had a great time. Perfect day for it, too. And they were going to have a hot dog and brat sale there as well. And I think that's still going on. So if you want to head on to Vesper to check out for the dog park, and then a couple of weekends, head back down for the Fall Festival at Trinity Lutheran Church at 6412 Michigan Street. Oh, the numbers are the bane of my existence. Oh, my goodness. And finally, one more event that I want to cover for the 9th. And this is a big one, everyone. Our good friends at Friends of Rapids Music are having their next Friends of Rapids Music, the FRM Fest. Yes, it's back once again this year. We are so happy to announce that. It's a full day of great music, including funk, blues, jazz, acoustic, and rock. It's free admission, but they'll have places for adult beverages. There's going to be the Kids Zone again this year at beautiful Robinson Park. I just hope and pray that the weather was better than it was last year. I did a live remote from there last year, and it was rainy and cold, but I tell you what, it was still a great time. But if the weather is at all good, I'm super excited, and I do want to head down there. It starts at 1 o'clock, goes till about 9. And here's the band lineup, which is so cool. At 1 o'clock, we've got the Charlie and Howard Duo. That is an acoustic variety band. At about 2 o'clock, we've got our good friends, Katie and Ben, Heartstrings. And if you have not had the chance to hear Katie and Ben perform together as Heartstrings, man, this is your opportunity. Of course, we've had Ben Chitek on Director's Cut a few times, of course, by himself, and also as a member of Lizards. Ben, of course, is an amazing musician. So is Katie. And we love to support them, but go check it out. They are so, so good. At 3 o'clock, we've got the Goobers. Great band name. Playing some surf music for y'all. That sounds like a lot of fun. At 4 o'clock, we've got the Alternators with Horns for a blues band. Again, what a great band names this year, too. It's really cool. At 5 o'clock, we've got the Funkyard Dealers. Funk band. In fact, we got a lot of funk this year because the headliners, starting at 7, are The Positions, a high-energy funk band going to make you dance, going to make you boogie. And I can't tell you how excited I am for FRM Fest this year. It sounds like a great lineup. And a big shout-out to Connie and the whole gang over there for putting this together year in and year out. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to be talking about that as it comes up as well. So stay tuned all throughout the week. We'll be talking about more about FRM Fest and all these other activities happening on September 9th. So mark your calendar. You're going to be busy that day. I predict it. I guarantee it. All right, we're going to take our final break here. Going to come back to wrap up the show and hopefully get more of your phone calls, 424-2600. You are indeed listening to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. How apropos. That's a girl's name. That is not a guy's name, but we're going to do a little preview of Seth Face the Music for tomorrow from 6 to 8 with some guys' names. Here, I got a song I'm going to play us out on. It's a song I actually do not have on my show, but someone mentioned this song. I thought, I could play it now just as a kind of addition to Seth Face the Music. For this Sunday, we're gonna just got a couple minutes before I start that tune up. So thanks everyone for calling today. We do appreciate everyone listening and calling in for the show. This is your show, and I do want to remind everyone that that you make it possible. Who, you know, who else makes it possible? Of course, Jeff Clark and Associates, our great sponsor, and a big shout out to them. Don't forget, they are in two locations now at 3340 8th Street South in Rapids. 1265 Main Street, Suite 103 in Stevens Point. Same phone number gets you to both places, 424-4101. You can go to their website, jca-insurance.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. A no-cost consultation. If you're looking for Medicare advice, for life insurance, health insurance, all that kind of thing, Jeff Clark and Associates can set you up for that. Good big, once again, a big shout out to them for doing all the great insurance work that they do and for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. Can't thank them enough for that. Of course, coming up after the show, we've got Charlie Barron's Cripes Cast. Have an hour of Charlie interviewing his comedy friends. It's always a fun show to listen to, and it's very funny. Of course, Charlie himself is funny. Then at 1 o'clock, we've got the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown, and his show with Earl Ingram. And that's that for 1 hour. They talk about football, life, everything in between. And, of course, I'm guessing with the season coming up, there's going to be some football talk coming up as well. Don't forget, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we've got the Sunshine Polka Show. Tim's show is at 1 tomorrow. Director's Cut from 8 to 9. And most importantly, see what I did there? Most importantly, Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. And, of course, like I said, I've got just a little preview. We've got Toni Basil with her big one-hit wonder that she was back in 1982. Here's Mickey, everyone. Have a great weekend.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.